Money, Riches, and Wealth is sponsored by the Financial Consulate.
Say you don't need no diamond rings, and I'll be satisfied. Tell me that you want the kind of things the money just can't buy. I don't care too much for money. Money can buy me love.
This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time now for Money, Riches, and Wealth. Here's your host, Drew Tignanelli.
This is Drew Tignanelli here, Money, Riches, and Wealth. And tonight is an open show. That means that our listeners are a guest. That's the Beatles, by the way, Chris. And this is an open show. That means our listeners are a guest. They get to direct the conversation and say, hey, Drew and Graham. Graham is my co-host tonight. Graham Ewing is the co-host tonight. And how are you, Graham, by the way?
I'm doing well. Glad to be back.
Good to have you back. And you just came back from Niagara Falls not too long ago. The water's still flowing?
It's flowing. It is a lot of water.
There's a lot of water there. They didn't drain it out for you so you could see what was down there or anything.
They did that one time.
They did. They circumvented the water somewhere or somehow and drained it out. And, you know, I think they found a couple bodies down there, too, by the way.
I don't know what they found.
Anyway, we're on an open show tonight. We get to direct the conversation if, say, you want to say, hey, Drew and Graham, I'm interested in my 401k and some issues going on. Or, hey, I've got some tax issues. Hey, I've got an estate planning question. Hey, I've got an investment question. Hey, I've got you know, an insurance question. Somebody's trying to sell me an insurance policy, or, you know, hey, I've got company benefits issues that I'm concerned about, or whatever. You can call in and ask, and we'll give you our best guidance we can in the few minutes that we have to give a guidance on a radio show like this. 410-922-6680. 410-922-6680. If you want to call in and ask a question. And always early in the show is the best time to call in, because those that call in early get the most time on their question and get the direction that they want. So, Graham, this morning I was talking with Sean and Frank, and my topic was bad advice. I'm always shocked. We do how many? 70, 75 financial physicals every year.
Mm-hmm.
And people come in and they have advisors, they've got accountants, they got lawyers, you know, doing things for them. And we go through all their stuff and we're just overwhelmed at how many things are still not right in their personal finance. How many mistakes are there? How many poor insurance choices have been made? How many company benefits aren't being used right, the tax planning issues that aren't being done, the estate planning issues that, you know, somebody wrote a will, but they didn't address all the issues, et cetera, et cetera. It's just absolutely amazing.
Yeah, we see it all the time.
And then we come on this show and people call in and ask a question and say, you know, so forth and so forth is telling me this. And we're like, you know, really? Is somebody telling you that? So anyway, if you want to call and ask a question, 410-922-6680. If you want to call in and ask a question, we'll go to Mark in Cadenceville. Mark, how can we help you?
Would you agree with Barron's that Tesla will be a trillion-dollar company by 2030?
If they make it. I mean, you know, if they don't, they've got so much debt and so many expenses that, you know, if they can keep moving along and increasing their output of cars, you know, Tesla would be the electric car leader of the nation and of the world, possibly. And, you know, it could be tremendous. But there's a lot of competition coming after them, and they have a lot of debt. And, you know, Elon Musk is different.
He's an interesting guy.
He's interesting. That's a great word for him, Graham.
It is.
So, you know, I don't know, Mark. That's the best I could say.
Okay. Well, thanks for your input.
All right, man. You take care. It doesn't seem like tax law. Maybe he said Tesla and you took it for tax law, Chris. Yeah, right. So that means that he may be better with music, but I'm better with finances.
That would make sense. We would hope.
We would hope.
Yes.
So if you want to call in and ask a question, 410-922-6680, if you want to call in and ask a question and direct the conversation in a way that will be most beneficial to you, feel free to call in and ask your question. 410-922-6680. We're going to Charles in Ellicott City. Charles, how can we help you?
Hi, Drew. How are you?
Good.
You given anybody an offer they can't refuse lately?
In what regard?
Anything.
You mean just because I'm Italian? Are you making Italian jokes on me now, Charles?
My mother was born in Sicily.
So and, you should be doing that.
My grandfather, her father, built a brand new house in Washington, D.C. in 1934, the height of the Depression.
Wow.
And they were going around, he must be a Don. He was just a shoe cobbler by trade. All right, Mike, one quick question and another question. My wife and I have all the documents we need, but in hindsight, I remember it wasn't so much the power of attorney, but the medical directive and a living will.
Right.
We signed them, and the people that witnessed them were our good friends, and they didn't, witness it. They never really witnessed this. They just signed. We showed it to them with our signatures on it, and they put their date about 4 months after ours. Is that going to be a big deal?
I mean, it could be. You know, technically, the witness is supposed to be a witness. So you can go online and just type in Maryland Attorney General Advanced Directive and pull up a new document, fill it in, print it out, and redo it with two people witnessing it. It's a free document, so that would be your easiest solution to that.
Our argument is, well, they got the actual printed document in front of them with our signatures.
Yeah, but, technically, and now, is a doctor going to look at that and say, hey, their signature is 4 months later, and so forth? I just wouldn't take any chance. It's supposed to be witnessed. They're supposed to see your signature and you signing it and then witness that they saw you sign it.
Right. Okay. The other question is, my daughter threw me one last night. Both of them are school teachers in Montgomery County, so they can't contribute to an IRA. Their dealer went an advisor. He doesn't charge that much. They have a 529 for each one of their kids.
Right.
Their kids are 7 and 12. He's suggesting that they keep putting the same amount of money into 529s they've been doing, but now to open a Roth, since they can, because their salaries aren't that high, they're not eligible for that. And in the future, that way, if they need the money for college for the kids, they can dip into that after 5 years. And my thinking is, how much should you put into a 529 before you could say it's kind of too much?
Well, yeah, I do, because 529, all you're getting is the tax-free growth of the money for college. So I'm not a big fan in people putting oodles and boodles of money into 529s. So depending on what your thoughts are to what kind of college, 50 to 100,000 per child, depending on whether you're public or private school, is about what my limit is for that. But I agree with them. The Roth IRA is a great way to go. You can always take your contributions back without penalty, and you can take up to $10,000 a year after 5 years from a Roth, regardless what age you are, to pay for college expenses completely tax-free, even if you don't have bases and contributions left in the account.
And even if it's for kids?
It's especially if it's for kids, because they're dependents on your tax return.
Right.
So I would do that. We do that.
And the only thing we'd want to add is the 529 plan also has the state deduction.
Yeah, but
you get
$5,000 a year. So after you put $50,000 in, you've got 10 years going for you,
Well, and the principal you put into the 529, when you pull that out, that's taxable too?
Now, you got to hold on for me. I got to go to traffic and I'm going to come right back to you, okay?
Yeah.
So hold on. I'm going to take it away, traffic. You'll put that on hold. Thank you. And if you want to call in, 410-922-668, take it away, traffic. This is Drew Tignanelli, host of Money, Riches, and Wealth, and president of the Financial Consulate. Are you looking for a professional financial advisor that you can trust and help you through all stages of life? Having a team of comprehensive personal financial advisors and CPAs gives us the ability to help you prepare your tax return, strategize to help you minimize tax liability, help you visualize and reach your retirement goals, and help guide you in every other facet of personal financial planning. We demonstrate these abilities every Wednesday night on our radio show, Money, Riches, and Wealth. Have you been wanting a second opinion? Then consider our trademark service, the Financial Physical. We guarantee if you don't come away from your financial physical with a sense of immense value, then there will be absolutely no charge. Call 410-823-7283 to speak with me and the team of comprehensive personal financial advisors and CPAs. That is 410-823-SAVE, or go online to financialphysical.com. That's financialphysical.com.
Now back to more of Money, Riches, and Wealth on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
All right, we're back. Money, Riches, and Wealth. If you want to call in and ask a question, there are lines open, 410-922-6680. We're on an open show today. Our guests are our listeners. They get to call in like Charles is doing right now, asking questions about Roth IRAs and 529s and, you know, things of that sort. Or like Mark called in earlier and asked his question about Tesla. You know, if you, whatever the question is, deals with personal finance, we're here to help you with it. Estate planning, income taxes, company benefits, you name it. If you have a question on it, we're here to help you and guide you. Because like we were saying earlier, there's a lot of bad advice out there. And, you know, the reason we do this show is to demonstrate what we believe professional financial advice should be. It should be comprehensive, and it should be as bias-free as possible, with no economic bias. We're a fee-only firm. We don't take commissions. We don't sell products. We don't take referral fees. We try to just give the best advice we can to people. And so if you want to call in and ask a question, 410-922-6680, if you want to call in. Going back to Charles. Charles, so where were we?
We were at the 529. One question would be, let's say over the course of 10 years, you put about $60,000 in dribs and drabs into a 529.
Okay.
And then you decide that kid's not going to college. I'm just going to take all the money out and put it back.
How much has it grown to in your theoretical?
It's grown to $80,000.
$80,000. The first, the 60, if I take all 80 out, the 529 does what's called a pro rata distribution. Now, that's important to understand the difference between that and a Roth IRA. So let's say I put $50,000 in a Roth and it grows to $80,000. I can take the first $50,000 out of contributions completely tax-free,
right,
leave behind the $30,000 that it's grown without penalty or anything else. In a 529 plan, they use a pro rata distribution. So in your example, I put in $60,000, I take out, whether I take out $40,000 or I take out all $80,000, it's going to be $60,000 of bases, which is tax-free, penalty-free, and only $20,000 of penalized, 10% penalty on the $20,000, that's $2,000, and I have to report all the earnings as income, ordinary income, at whatever my tax bracket is, both federal and state.
All the accumulated earnings?
All the accumulated, that $20,000 in your theoretical example, is all I'll pay penalty and income taxes on. The so basis 60 is free.
Gets taxed.
60 20, is 60
is tax free.
Yes, yes.
And
yes.
20 gets taxed.
Yes. Now let's say I only took 40 out. I would have 20. I would have $30,000 is tax free, and $10,000 would be taxed and penalized.
Oh, I see. What
so you mean. It's a pro rata distribution when you leave a 529 plan.
Okay.
And if your kid didn't go to college, but they had a disability or something, I would be able to get it out without penalty. I would have to pay income taxes on it. I just wouldn't pay the 10% penalty. All right, Charles?
Thank you.
Good question. Excellent. We're here on an open show, 410-922-6680. If you want to call in and ask your question, lines are open. I have David on the line. I'm going to go to David in a second, but I just wanted to give you the heads up. Lines are open. Now's the time to call in and ask your question, not wait until later. 410-922-6680. David in Columbia, how can we help you?
How are you?
Great.
All right. So here's my situation. I have a pension from a former employer that would pay $622 a month upon retirement. They've offered me a lump sum payment that they would pay immediately and as $68,000, or I can start taking annuity payments at $322, which is half of what my annuity would be if I didn't do anything.
How old are you right now, David?
55.
55, right?
Yes.
Okay. You know, the question you're asking, David, I have gotten at least three times from different people in the last week and a half. So I think that there's something going on with companies. There must be the season to make offers to employees, ex-employees, to take these types of offers. Now, let me start off with, you know, it's a great question, and the answer isn't an easy one. There's no such thing as a perfect answer, okay? So why do companies do this? It's their benefit to do it because they know that the average person is going to be completely enticed to take the lump sum money for whatever reason. Some people are going to take it because they're going to spend it. That's the wrong reason to take it. Some people are going to take it because they feel that they don't want to trust the company in the long run. That probably is the wrong reason to take it also. Some people are going to take it because they think they can outperform it. That may be the wrong answer to take it. What you have to do is you have to sit down and think, what is my overall long-term retirement goal? What do I need to live on? And where am I going to get that income? And is it just for me or is it for me and my spouse? And then I have to consider my heirs. Do I have heirs? Do I care about heirs? Do I want to leave money to my children in the future? You know, all these things are going to be factors when I look at this situation. And typically what we're going to find is that economically speaking, the $600 a month is probably more valuable at age 65 from an economic point of view than the $69,000, 69, isn't that what you said? 68,000 that they're offering you today in a lump sum in today's low interest rate environment. One of the big parts of this equation is inflation. If you think inflation is going to stay like it has for the last 10 plus years, where you're going to have relatively low 1% even or 2 or less percent inflation, then the annuity at age 65 is not all that bad a deal. If you think inflation is going to get higher as we go along into the future, that annuity may be a detriment to you, and the lump sum could prove to be a better benefit to you. There is no simple answer to this. You really need to go through the qualitative. That's the you have to go through the quantitative, which is looking at the economics of the number, and then you have to go through the qualitative things to decide which is my best option in this scenario. How much am I going to be dependent on this $69,000, $68,000? If you're going to be heavily dependent upon that $68,000, you know, you really have to start thinking about, well, how am I going to secure my retirement at age 65, and what do I think I'm going to need to live off of? If not, you got other assets, you got other income, you got other pensions coming in. You know, that $68,000 might be just as good a deal as you're going to get. And, you know, I'm going to go take the money and I'm not going to worry about $600 a month. Not going to make the difference in my ultimate retirement plan. Graham, you have anything to add to that?
Well, and the big one is, when are you going to leave this earth? You know, what's the last day? And if you know that, then you can say, here's exactly when.
My dad left at 93 and his mother left at 102.
So, are you single or married?
I am divorced right now.
Okay. So current.
And I do have other sources of income to expect. You know, I'll do well in Social Security, and I've got close to a million in IRAs.
So in your situation, I'm probably taking the lump sum, because one of the problems with these is that if you don't take that lump sum now, they don't ever have to offer you another one again in the future. Most of these plans don't offer lump sums. This is a unique situation. What you just told me now, I'm probably going to lean toward the lump sum because $600 a month isn't going to make a hooey in your long-term financial retirement planning. I can put you on hold if you want to talk more, but I've got to go to traffic right now. You got everything you need?
Yeah, I do. I really do appreciate the advice, and I'll call your office.
All right, buddy. You take care. Good question. I got to go to traffic. Take it away, traffic.
Now back to more of Money, Riches, and Wealth on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Aerosmith. Right. See? Oh, actually, that's a different group. I got to go to my callers, 410-922-6680, if you want to call in and ask a question, 410-922-6680, if you want to call in. We're on an open show tonight, Grom, and
we are,
and you can call in any question and say, I want to talk about estate planning, I want to talk about IRAs or 401ks, tax planning, and whatever. There have been lots of neat questions tonight, actually some really good questions. That lump sum versus annuity,
it's a big
that
one.
A lot of people are getting offered these, and a lot of people are just lured to the money, and it could, and you know, it's a real big economic bias when you ask a financial advisor.
Oh, sure.
So, you know, I mean, that's one of the things we have to be concerned with when we talk to somebody about it. We're fiduciaries. I can't just say to them, oh, you know, hey, you know, take that lump sum money and give it to me to invest for you. I'll make a better rate. That's what happens most of the times when people call up somebody. They don't go through the qualitative and quantitative and all the nuances that somebody has to think about before they make a decision like that.
Yep.
So anyway, we're going to go to Ann in Glen Burnie. Ann, how can we help you?
Hi, Drew. That was Donovan, I know.
Oh, you know, I knew that too, but I just teased Chris.
I was laughing.
Go ahead. How can I help you?
I had a tax question. My husband and I are thinking of moving out of the state.
I can't understand how anybody would do that.
I know. It's surprising, isn't it? But escaping is more like it. But anyway, we're thinking about moving next spring, so I'm not quite clear how this works. So if we lived in Maryland all of 2019, I'm assuming that we would have to file
right.
a Maryland tax return as
correct.
Well for 2019.
So then you move in, let's say, April 1st of 2020.
Okay.
You'll be a partial Maryland resident for 2 months, or 3 months, I'm sorry, 3 months, and then you'll be a resident of the other state for the remaining 9 months of the year.
Okay. So then the following year of 2020, when I file taxes, do I only have to file tax in the new state that I've moved to?
No, that's what I said. When you file the return for 2020, you're going to file 3 month partial Marylander non-resident return and then a 9 month resident return in the state that you moved to. And everything that happened for the first 3 months is taxable in Maryland. Anything that happened in the next 9 months is taxable in the state you went to. So let's say in May, I convert $100,000 of IRAs over to a Roth. I'm going to pay taxes on that in the new state, even though I just left Maryland a month ago. It doesn't matter because the conversion and the income took place after I broke domicile with the state of Maryland. So did I make that clear?
You did make that clear. So however many months you live in what state, you have to file in that
right.
state as a non-resident.
Partial year non-resident, correct.
Partial year.
And then the state you go to, you're going to do a partial year resident in that state.
Okay. All right. That's good to know. And it doesn't matter what state you move to, that's how it always is. Is that
That's normally the way it's going to be with most states. I can't think of any right off the top of my head that would not treat it that way. What state are you thinking of going to?
Pennsylvania.
You know, Pennsylvania is not one of my top states to go to. The number one thing to think about when you go to Pennsylvania, well, there are two things to think about. Choose your fiefdom correctly in Pennsylvania, What do I mean by that? Pennsylvania is broken up into 40,000 municipalities. You go 1 mile to the left and you're going to pay X dollars in taxes. You go 1 mile to the right, you're going to pay X plus Y plus Z in taxes, you know? So choose your fiefdom properly, your municipality, number one. Number two, don't die in Pennsylvania, because your children are going to lose 4.5% inheritance tax. Pennsylvania, I believe, is the last state in the country that charges an inheritance tax on children in the United States, as far as I can tell.
Okay. Well,
Delaware would be the premier state to go to in the Mid-Atlantic.
What is it?
Delaware.
Delaware, right. But they're so small. And over on the Eastern Shore, it's very crowded. And
yeah, it is. It's getting very crowded over there. There's no doubt about it. So
yeah, I think the roads over there can't handle the amount of people.
Yeah, well, you know, I for the amount of taxes you pay over there, I can handle it. I'll handle a bump or two along the way. Uh-huh. You know, you know, those are the things to think about. Pennsylvania's a great state if you got lots of income, because your income's going to be, your retirement income's all going to be tax free.
That's what's driving the decision.
Yeah. Just choose your municipality wisely, because they've got all these different school taxes and property taxes and all these different taxes in one municipality versus the other one just a mile or two away can be night and day difference. So just be careful and don't die there. Last of the two of you, don't die there. All right, Ann?
Okay. Well, one further question with regards to retirement. Retiring to a state, if you had to pick one of the southern states, which one would you pick?
Well, if you want a little bit of a change of season, South Carolina would be an excellent one.
Okay.
If you want to, if you want a little bit of everything, you know, Georgia is also a great state. And then if you have a lot of income, you know, and you want tax-free status, Florida is obviously the choice of preference. But South Carolina, low property taxes and low income taxes, and Georgia, lower property taxes, low income taxes, and a relatively low sales tax in addition. Florida's just strictly income tax-free. That's the benefit of Florida. All right?
Okay, thank you so much.
All right, take care. And we're going to come back to Penny after we go to traffic. Hopefully you'll hold on with us, Penny. We'll be right back to you. If you also want to get online, 410-922-6680. Right now, we got to go to traffic. Take it away, traffic. This is Drew Tignanelli, president of the Financial Consulate and host of Money, Riches, and Wealth. So often a radio listener calls me saying, I've been listening to you for years and have been meaning to call. When they come in for their comprehensive financial physical, they say, I wish I had done this years ago. If you've been meaning to call and meet with us, then do not wait. Call now to learn more about our trademark financial physical. The financial physical is designed to be a comprehensive second opinion analyzing all your goals and objectives. Are you maximizing tax efficiencies? Will you be able to maintain your lifestyle in retirement? Is your portfolio properly allocated? Are just a few of the many parts of the physical. The best part of our service is you get to see the final product before you decide if you want to pay for it. We do this to assure you we are not selling product, and we guarantee the physical to be truly beneficial. Do not wait any longer. Call 410-823-7283. That's 410-823-SAFE, or visit us online at financialphysical.com.
Now back to more of Money, Riches, and Wealth on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Donovan. Good guess. Anyway, I hope Ann's still listening, and I had just something I forgot to tell her. One of my favorite websites, retirementliving.com.
Yep.
And if you go into the individual section, they have a new web page. It's a little funkier.
Yeah.
Individual section. And then on your right, you'll see a little tab, a link there that says taxes, state-by-state comparison.
Yep.
Matter of fact, if you just Google search retirement living, taxes, state-by-state comparison,
yep,
it'll probably just bring up that web page right for you. And you can search every state, see what their property taxes are, their income taxes are, their sales tax, their inheritance tax, their estate tax, their
gasoline,
gas tax, their cigarette tax,
mm-hmm,
everything. Pretty cool, you know?
Yep.
Anyway, we're going to Penny in Pikesville. Penny, are you still there?
Yeah, we're still here.
Good. How can we help you?
In the last few years, as we reach the pinnacle of our careers and our income has increased exponentially.
Yep.
Along with our tax liability.
Right.
I guess I'm looking to lower my tax liability. I max out my 401k contribution by around October.
Okay.
Through my employer's plan.
Right.
But what are some other basic ways that we can invest to lower our tax obligation that I know we're definitely missing? And our home interest write-off is only about $6,500.
Well, remember, home interest rate write-off is not a great thing. Because think about it. You have to pay a dollar to a bank to save 20 or 30 cents on your income taxes.
Right.
So it doesn't make a lot of sense that you have, you know, so if you could be debt-free and pay higher tax amount of taxes, you're better off, okay? So, you know, first off, one of the things you want to find out from your pension plan is do they allow non-deductible contributions? So non-deductible contributions don't lower your income taxes today, but it allows you to accumulate more money for the future tax-free in Roth IRAs. It's a strategy that's available in a lot of pension plans, but 401k plans, but a lot of people aren't familiar with it, don't know how to work with it, and they're missing an incredible opportunity if they have more money to save than the $25,000 that somebody over 50 years of age could put in a 401k. You know, other than a few other things that you can do, there's not a lot of ways you can lower your taxes under the new tax laws. You know, you really...
Is there anything involving college or college planning? And we're planning on a private college for our 10-year-old, and we're 45 and 56.
You got to keep your income below $160,000 to do that. Now, there are strategies that we use to shift income to the child when they go to college to take advantage of the American Opportunity Credit, and that's $2,500 a year. So we have clients that are making $600,000-$700,000 a year, and next thing you know, they've gotten $30,000 of their income tax-free because they were able to shift it to a child that was going to college, use the American Opportunity Credit to wipe that tax liability out. So there are some cool things that you can do. But you really just need to make sure you're working with somebody who can give you tax planning advice, not just tax preparation, which is what most people do in the tax world. So, you know, I wish
so how
I could
do we find a how do we find a legitimate tax planner as our income's reaching the $300,000 level?
Well, what you really need is a comprehensive financial advisor that has tax expertise. So, and it's not just our firm. Our firm does this, but there are plenty of other firms. You want to look at NAPFA and find yourself a good advisor. Make sure they have CPAs on staff, you know, because those are the ones that are most tax oriented. Our firm has seven of the advisors are CPAs. And the other four, like Graham, is a master's degree in financial planning and so forth. And the others have master's in investments and so forth. But you want to look for good credentials of people that can do the tax planning for you.
And that was
NAPFA.
That was NAPFA,
so
National.
The first part of the call, we've missed the first part of this. We don't know the name of your plan or your firm.
Our company is called Financial Consulate out of Hunt Valley. Financial Consulate. Or, you know, an easy way to do it is go online and just type in Drew Tigg, D-R-E-W-T as in Tom, I-G.com. Take you to the Financial Consulate, like an embassy, Financial Consulate. All right, Penny, I got to run.
Thank you.
Thank you. Good question. Mark in Towson, how can we help you?
Hi, Drew. How you doing?
Good. And you?
All right. My question is regarding 401k plans and specifically the vesting.
Okay.
The company that I'm with, right, I'm a contractor, so I've ended up switching somewhat frequently. So the company I'm currently with, I've been there just a little over a year.
Okay.
Their vesting schedule was 0% the first year.
Right.
And then the second year, 25, and then, you know, 50, 75, 100.
Okay.
So 5 years, you're fully vested.
Okay.
I just got a statement that I was looking at the other day, and it's showing 100% vested.
Okay.
And I'm wondering if that has anything to do with my age. Someone told me that 59 and a half, you're automatically fully vested.
It could be. You know, it could be on the plan. You know, I tell you, that's an area of the law, the pension law, people, and all the nuances of the pension laws are something that baffle my mind sometimes. So when somebody would ask me a question like that, I'd go to my friends at Coastal Pension and Kent Hieronymus and Pam Walker, and I'd say, hey, Kent, if somebody just turned 59 and a half, is he automatically vested in the company benefits? I'm not sure if it's a plan by plan, that they're allowed to do it plan by plan, or if it's a U.S. government regulation that if somebody's 59 and a half, they automatically vest in the company benefit, a company contribution. And keep in mind, we're only talking the company contribution. Your contributions are always 100% vested.
Right.
So.
Right. I got caught, because of contract changes, I had to walk away from the employer's contribution, at the last job.
Yeah, so, but you did. You chose to leave them. They didn't leave you.
Yeah, it was kind of like, if you want to keep working, your job is over here.
Okay. Yeah, well, then, in that situation, you probably did walk away with it. But, I wish I could answer that. I don't know for a fact, and I don't know your plan. But they may have something in their plan that just says automatically that when you hit 59 and a half, they automatically vest you, no matter how many years you've been with them. But I can't tell you. I'd have to ask Kent that question. Maybe if he's listening, he'll call in and tell me.
All right. Basically, what you're saying is it depends on the plan.
Right. There's no reason you wouldn't stay with them for another 2 or 3 years, right?
Well, it depends. The contract, the specific job that I'm doing, the contract runs out and I might be switching, soon again, sooner than I'd like.
Yeah. Well, you can always just call the 401k people up and ask them, just say.
I put a call in a few days ago. I'm still waiting.
If you have the summary plan description, which by laws they had to give you somewhere along the way, if you pull that out, that would be in the summary plan description under vesting. There would be a little sentencer there that says that anyone who turns 59 and a half is automatically vested no matter how many years of service or something of that sort. In the summary plan description, if you can get to that, it's a really simple document. It'd be about 30, 40 pages long at the most, and you just find the section that says vesting, and there would be a few sentences there about vesting. One of them would answer that question for you.
All right.
All right, buddy? Good question.
A lot. Appreciate it.
All right. I wish I could have answered that one a little better. Mike in Randallstown, you're going to have to hold for me. I'll take you off air. Graham, we're finished.
We are finished.
Runs quickly when you have lots of good questions, doesn't it?
It does. And next week, we have Mitch Anthony.
You're going to have it. I'm not going to be here.
Chris or Mike and me.
Yeah, somebody, yeah. Some combination. Mitch Anthony, great guest.
Great guest.
Yep. Dynamic speaker and dynamic topic. Anyway, Graham, we got to go. This is Drew Tignanelli saying God bless. Show them he will.